it's been an ongoing situation, and I think it's very important that we have to acknowledge and highlight the Clare Castle Tidy Town team. Without them, I mean, it would be 10 times worse. The difficulty, of course, is that you have little areas where people, like what we class as black spots, and they feel that it's, you know, a law to themselves, that when we have an area and a great effort made to clean and keep it at a very high standard, and then overnight a big dump of rubbish is done. And the most recent one, of course, is at Clare Abbey. And the scenario, of course, which is quite sad, that over, I think, a 15-year period, there's been over 100 complaints, Alan, at this stage. And again, I suppose it's important to acknowledge the fantastic work that Clare County Council and their team do. I mean, as and Paul is here as well to confirm that, you know, when we log that there is a complaint, a ticket is issued, and they're very, very efficient in dealing with it. But the problem is it's ongoing, and we need now to really look at finding a solution, and that is the objective of this today.
Okay, and Paul, I know this is an issue we've spoken to you on previous occasions about elsewhere in the county, but is it predominantly Clare Abbey in Clare Castle where the illegal dumping has proven to be an issue, or are there other black spots within Clare Castle?
I guess a lot of it is to do with the call it feeder roads associated with the Ennis bypass, Alan. But Clare Abbey would be predominantly, I guess, the main spot. But you can also have it on the what we call the link road between the Skahana roundabout and the back end of Clare Castle over in the Skahana direction there. That can be quite bad as well. So it's I guess in the Clare Abbey area, it came about after the construction of the bypass, and the construction of the bypass opened up access to the Abbey, but it created a problem in itself in that people are now, that access has led to this illegal dumping, which is very unfortunate, Alan.
And Tom, has it been possible to identify any of the perpetrator or perpetrators? Have they inadvertently left bills or anything within the rubbish that could be traced back to them?
Well, sadly, of course, you see, under the GDPR legislation, we just basically weren't able to enforce. And it's been a case where we actually, in some cases, know, and the activists within our village also know who these people are. But yet, because of these restraints, we haven't been able to go that extra mile. But I have been very strong in my representation, and also with Paul, to be fair, where we both have been asking for the Circular Economy Act, which was passed in 2022, to be enacted. And what that will actually do, Alan, which is very important, it will give councils, will be able to use CCTV technology to catch these environmental criminals. And we need this campaign on the issue. The damage caused by illegal dumping and tip flying in, you know, urban and rural areas is huge. And I know, like, that this measure would be welcome by Tidal Group and all local councillors. But the other element of this is that with this legislation, and it has been delayed till now, but it's now in a situation where this can be brought. And that's the point we're making here. We want that implemented urgently. We would love to see a pilot scheme for Clare Abbey, because what the implications are, we will now be able to prosecute. We will now be able to locate the people, the individuals concerned. And they're looking at 3,000 euro of a fine, 600 per day if they continue, and a maximum fine of up on 130,000. That's the way forward. And that's what we're hoping this campaign will do.
And we know, Paul, you've previously brought a motion calling for CCTV to be used in tackling illegal dumping and fly tipping, and the council is working on bringing in CCTV for the purposes of tackling said issue. You feel that naming and shaming, as I touched on with Tom, naming and shaming is the best way to deter illegal dumping and fly tipping, that nothing else has worked in terms of enforcement?
That's right, Alan. Look, I guess that coupled with the process that's there at the moment, but you would have to say that naming and shaming would have to have, that would send across the message that if you're, for people that are guilty of this act or deed, that if they're found to be guilty of it, that they will be, that they will be named and shamed. That, and that has to, That's a major consequence. Nobody would like to be hauled through the courts and to be in the papers as having been dumping or carried out an act like this. It would send a strong, clear message that you would have your fine, but also that you would be up there for public humiliation for all the world, Alan. I think that's the way to go. The introduction of the CCTV and drone footage is critical in actually bringing these people before the courts, because at the moment, you know, it happens at night time, and it's a tide that's getting harder and harder to combat as time goes on.
Yeah, and Tom, I mean, look, I think everyone agrees it's unfortunate that naming and shaming has to be done in order to effect change, but clearly some people just don't respect personal responsibility in terms of taking care of their rubbish in the appropriate manner. Are you confident this is going to work, that it will lead to a reduction and hopefully an eradication of illegal dumping in Clarecastle?
Well, I would always, and people that know me would look at the numbers, it is hard to believe that it's costing 100 million per year for government authorities, right, for this illegal dumping. You know, now the government, to be fair to them, have allocated 10.5 million this year on this process. Now, what we have to do is we have to make very strong representation. We have to highlight, and again to say this, we have the records to clearly show that we have a significant problem that will be addressed if this technology is brought. And you know, when you look at the numbers, like 7.7 million has been allocated to local authorities in 2024, and a further 3.8 million where we have the anti-graffiti. So like, it is a big problem, but it's like all businesses, you notice, Alan, that they have the CCTV technology. We now look at even speeding with cars. Again, that technology is there. I think the time for action is now, and let's bring back the beauty of our village, and let people enjoy the walk that we already have to share.